Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Levanto,
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Simple.
and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother,
My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law,
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Levanto,
www.blogtalkradio.com / discipleship radio.
Ase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu. As they enter the Kedase, Kainatu na Hizvu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Hello, Elohishan, Elohishan, Shomer Israel.
Elenu Yanu,
Elohishan, Shamer Shamer Israel.
Elenu Yanu,
Elohishan, Elohishan, Shomer Israel.
Elenu Yanu,
Elohishan, Shamer Shamer Israel.
Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud.
Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Come on. Yeah. This the one right here. What? What? Yeah. Deliver me from temptation, the weak man faces. You put the spirit in me. I feel the sensation. Down my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like Liverpool. Nothing is free. You gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave. From the crib to the grave, for minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan. You're starting to moan. Your bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we become slaves to things that we own. They enslaving the brains, whipped in the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop their baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, strain, no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please. From the evil that's all around me, Jamaica to Kings County, God.
Deliver me, oh my Father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days arise. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With the strength awake to another day of sunrise. They say nothing's wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see and yet earn to my kind. Look around and see, don't be acting blind.
This is submerging us, just not kind. Then what's the worst thing a man could ever find? Saying his life for something, and if you do, locked up in some place. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the materials, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love by your few, got complex. To get it like you did, that's over best.
Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica to Kings County, God.
Yes. Deliver me, oh my Father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plug in the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Run if you like, I'm moving fast. My life is running the lights. I give my son some advice. Eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock, keep flooding the block. Rob sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in they socks. The prostitute selling a right in front of the cop. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp.
mom's in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in is he gotta get that gainful employment for his probation. Otherwise, it's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of the jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County Guard.
Just take Beab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his foot their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Records, 360 Arms, Rastafari. You already know what time it is, time 16, time. Praise the Lord, time.
Living in a world full of zombies, they walking dead. Dumb, deaf, and blind, Gentile Babylonians. I and I have been quickened. Redeemed by the Most High, filled with the Spirit. In the new name I walk now. Talmud Rastafari till I see on top now. I reap and I sow good fruit. Trample Babylon under I tremble and boot. Fast and pray. Idol liberty. Negus Neget Selassie Rastafari. Studying the Holy Scripture. Learn the half of the story that they failed to reveal to us. Babylon resistance is useless. Rastafari remain the crown holder regardless. Label me a conscious artist, because I remain in the truth and in who's in control of all of this. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
You speak on God, but you don't know about that good book. You speak on Jah, but you don't know how far it's been took. for yourself, thanks and your forgiveness at humanity. You take advantage while you living in your fantasies. You know not, you just follow the leader. Easy to fool because you a believer in the man, not the teaching the hand. They writing the scriptures, but you don't understand that we all from the same place. We come from the homeland. We all from Africa. I say that as a grown man. We the same fucking color inside. You can shut your eyes and can't see a divide, but when you open them up, you start seeing the division. They tell you what to think like it isn't your decision. Open your mind, you start to see the truth. You're already divine, it's just up to you.
As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver. Praise his holy name, Yahweh Eloheinu. Study ancient language, Amharic and Hebrew. Uphold commandments as Yah holy people. Conquer, rely, and prevail over all forms of evil. While I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know that Elohim will guide I every step. Amen. On his holy word and stand firm. Bear witness to the truth, and from the truth don't turn. Babylon good or hurting, living and learning. Till I see I teach it, keep the sacrament burning. Every time and everything, I and I give thanks and praise to his holy name. Haile Selassie, elect of the Elohim, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Solomon, dynasty ruler. The one that scripture bear witness will possess the key redemption of the times for Yah chosen seed. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Promise, man, you made me papa. Stick to the promise, man, you made me, yeah, 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 yeah. Stick
oh, yeah.
To the promise, man, you made me
Ben Yehuda, man.
I will love you the best I can.
Check
yeah.
It. Look, covenant, I'm loving him. Blood of the lamb on the doorpost, covered in. I'm only loyal to one God, one government. Soon as somebody say ungod, I'm cutting them. Pen mighty, sword weary. Thank you for instilling in me a God spirit. Hard bearing the cross, give me a strong spirit. As dweller a few times, I done gone near it. Promises, promises on promises. His promises are forever, care what a diamond says. Either honor your highness or do what Simon says. It's real simple, I'm crippled, just trying to find my legs. Ah, running in this marathon, night shift, day shift, don't shift the paradigm. Why father gotta beg to call for parent time? Why? It's okay, she gon' fall, Babylon, Satellite, giddy up. I give whatever I can, but I'm never giving up. He said he'll give us some land that we can divvy up. And it's flowing with milk and honey, so get a cup. Ayy, get a share of your inheritance. And I ain't talking about Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch. Hope it's saying that your Elohim is errorless. I hope you catch what I'm saying, Julian Edelman.
You're gonna throw weapons to the ground, and then you're gonna lie down. Do it. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall we fear?
Throw your weapons to the ground.
Patriots, but only to the patriarchs. We talking Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, boss. Papa was a rolling stone. Mama took her apron off before I found the Lord. I was on the corner breaking laws. Major flaws, he kept his promise still. Now that I know that I'm Hebrew, we got a common will. Sing unto him a new song, Johnny Gill. Hey, if Trump don't endorse me, maybe Obama will. Now let's get into these politics. Pharaoh gon' be Pharaoh, common sense. He gon' spit his little game, typical common pips. And it'll be fun and games until the condom rips. Fornication under the crown, in the holiest way, I ain't fucking around. He's my stronghold, he buckles me down. And I keep singing his praises till I'm tucked in the ground. Hey, say y'all, saints never die. Praying one day I get my credentials verified. Here to bring wheelchair to the paralyzed. My brother's keeping my sisters an extra pair of eyes. Hey, gotta look out for the harboring. Living life amongst the dead, Halloween. King David slaying giants, Jolly Green. Surely goodness and mercy forever follow me.
The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless you. We find your peace are improvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day,
Wednesday Wisdom right here, the Rastafari Podcast here on the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shabuah. Here we have an Aliyah chanting, reading, an Aliyah section of the Torah reading and feeding here for this strong sabbatical.
Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Israel, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering, here for this Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, hear from the Sefer Shemot Ki Tisa, here, coming up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 17 for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering, ascension offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher dibarta, e'aseh ki ha-matzata chen b'ayinai. Wa eyada'ika b'shem. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta et aiseh kia matzata chen b'aynai wa edaika b'shem. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing also. I will do this thing also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. I will do this word also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher debarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et hadavar hazeh. Asher debarta e aise ki matzata chen b'aynai, for the eye has found grace in my eyes. Ki matzata chen b'aynai we eyadaika b'shem, and I know the eye we eyadaika we eyadaika we eyadaika we eyadaika b'shem. And I know the I by name, by name, by name, 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 name. Moshe. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory, 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 glory. Vayomar hareinina et kovodeka. And he said, Vayomar hareini, shew me hareini na. Please show, I beg that I show, I hareini na et kovodeka. The eyes, glory, 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 glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani a'irira kola tuviya ala paneka, v'karati v'shem Yahuwah lefaneka. We chanoti et asher achon, we riachamti et asher arachim. And he said, Vayomer, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I ani a'evir kol tuvi ala paneka. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. Ani a'evir kol tuvi ala paneka. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before the eye. Wikarati v'shemi Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishem Yahuwah Lifaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. We Hanoti Eta Asher Achon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. We Rihamti Eta Asher Irachim. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai kia loa yirhani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. ki lo yirani ha adama wahai 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 wahai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon Vayomeri Yahuwah, hine makom iti, venitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomeri Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, hine, behold, look, see, here it is, hine makom, a place, a spot, makom. Hine makom iti, by me. Behold, there's a place by me. Hine makom iti, where nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, where nitzavta upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Uhaya ba evora kovodi we samatika be nikrata hatzor we samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, uhaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by, we sakoti, we sakoti akapi aleka ada avri, until I pass by, ad avri, and I will take mine away mine hand, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why? Hitsirotia etta kapai, with raita etta e chorai. Ufanai lo and I will take away mine hand. Wa hi siroti, wa hi siroti eta kapi, take away my hand and thou shalt see my back. Wi raita eta e chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
Gracias. Yeah.
And everything here, and everything here. To move on from the calling up a type to take my life. I want to go out here, they want to go.
up China deal. Bright light a China grow, bright light a China grow. Them sell nobody move, nobody run. From the river to the bank, clock come. Them don't know what's for me, cause I was on the run, on the run.
Picks up with Exodus, second book of Moses, Hebrew book, known as Shemot, the names, the book of the names, Hebraically the names, also called in the English translation Exodus. So here Exodus chapter 33, picking up with verse 17. And Jehovah said to Moses, I will do this thing. In the Hebrew, the word thing is also the word for word, dabar or davar also. That thou hast spoken, for thou, the I, hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. So particularly interesting when we study here sabbatical studies and we get into the Hebrew to recognize the book is known as the names. And in this book called the names, the Hashem, the name is revealed. And here in the fourth Aliyah, Jehovah says to Moshe that you have found grace in my sight, and I know thee. Bishem, by the Shem, by your name. So here Moses, he seeks a new vision for the new task. Now here we have to recall that the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, more specifically the sons of Yisrael, had entered into a covenant, a contractual agreement with he who be who he be, with Hashem, with the name. And they had broken the covenant. So here is the interregnum, the intermediate stage right here before the covenant is renewed. So here we have a renewing of the covenant according to the language and linguistics of the Hebrew, the Afro-Semitic. We have a renewed covenant or a new covenant right here, even with the old covenant that the sons of Yisrael had broken. So the key in the second book is the pattern. Take heed to the pattern, even the pattern, the tabnit. In Hebrew, called the tabnit, the pattern. take heed to the pattern. So here, very important here in the second book of Moshe is the pattern recognition. And since this is the book of the names and the revelation of the name, the Hashem of the Shemot, the name of names, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, says to Moshe, after the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, had broken their word, had broken the covenant. So quickly, as Jehovah says in the previous Aliyah, and it's interesting when we start to look at the language, even for what we can discern from low degrees to high degrees from the English, right? When Jah had seen that they had broken the covenant with the molten calf, not golden calf. See, we are taught to say, made to believe, keep saying golden calf, and we lose sight of what molten is. It's the molten calf scripturally, but he says to Moshe, he said, like, get thee down, you know, your people. He says, your people. He says to Moses, your people who you have brought out of Egypt. It's a Hebraic curiosity right there. He doesn't say, my people who I brought out of Egypt. Shah does not say that there. After the sons of Israel had broken their word, had broken the covenant. Now, what's interesting is here the alignment with the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the Psalms, the daily Psalms. Now, we had Psalm 88, right, 88 previous light, and Psalm 88 comes forward again for the new light. And while we was going through that particular psalm, it's a particular dark psalm, a disilluminated psalm. In fact, even the psalm is unique from most, if not all, the other psalms. Most other psalms, even in tribulation, there is some light, some glimmer of light, some hope for overcoming this situation, this circumstance, but not so in the 88th psalm. And we call the 88th psalm the Hebrew Osirian psalm, the Hebrew Osirian psalm. Remember, this came out of Egypt. Just to show the correspondence of the real, we say, history, even here in this so-called Black History Month, Black Hebrew and Black Israelite History Month, the connection right here that even comes through in the scripture. You hear many ones saying and assuming a lot of things that, of course, children of Israel being in Egypt, there must be some connection. There must be some reflection of it. As we study to shew with self-approved, we find it. So particularly the Psalm 88. The Hebrew Osirian psalm. It's like a psalm where one is going down into the underworld. Hebraically, we call this underworld Sheol, Sheol, right? Sheol, often spelled as S-H-E-O-L in the English transliteration, Sheol. In ancient Egypt, they called it the Duat. Some say the Duat or the Duat, the Duat or the Duat. It is kind of known that in ancient Egypt, their particular way of enunciating or speaking, they did not use D's, the letter D, the D sound, but more of the T sound. So thus the, you know, Tehuti or Dehuti or Jehuti, you know, but that's just a Afro-Semitic linguistic something. And as we study the Hebrew, it gives us the keys into the true Kemetic or ancient Egypt archaeology. But here, when John says to Moshe, get thee down right from here, because your people who you brought out of Egypt. And then we have Moshe responding. Let's go to the section right here. I think it's the second. It's the second Aliyah. As we go through an Aliyah a day, like a chapter a day, but a section of Jah Torah a day. When we get to the second Aliyah, let's bring this up right here. The second Aliyah, where are you? Second Aliyah says to Moses, right, says to Moses, hold on, looking through my book, right? Okay, here we go, right here. It is chapter 31, verse 18, round about verse 18, where the second Aliyah begins. And then when we get to chapter 32, verse 7, the broken law or the broken Torah, the broken direction instruction. They were directed, instructed. They came into a contractual agreement. As Brother Shine Poe, a.k.a. Moshe Levi, Brother Shine, as he says in the audio about the Levites at times. We're going to play that audio again because it really matches right here. This 21st sabbatical study, Ki Tisa, when you take the sum or literally when you lift up, when you lift up the head. The condemnation here of Jehovah in Exodus chapter 32 at verse 7, and Jehovah said to Moses, go, get thee down
for thy people, Amekah, the I people that thou broughtest out of the land of Mizraim, have corrupted themselves. Interesting, ain't it? Isn't it interesting? You know, like we read this, but do we really read it with comprehension? You know, maybe because we're still in this Western whitewash, Anglo-American, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant kind of frame of mind. As we come out of that frame of mind and we just read it, it's curious that Jah is saying to Moses that this is your people who you brought out. They have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way. Remember, this is just 40 days within the 40-day space, a solar month and 10 days, right? 10 days. You shall be tried 10 days. They have turned aside quickly out of the way. Also, another note is that even in the New Covenant, according to the scripture, what people call Christianity or following Jesus or the way of Christ is really just called the way, right? Out of the way that I commanded them, they have made them a molten calf. He doesn't say a golden calf, a molten calf, and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereto and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, that have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now, here's where the link is with Moshe. Remember, Moshe is called in chapter 7 of the same book here, the second book. Moshe is said to have been made Elohim to Paro. He's made a god, right, to Pharaoh, right? And this is unique here because usually Elohim is used for the judges. As a collective group, all man as one man among the judges. So the judges in Hebrew are also referred to as Elohim. Thus, the true interpretation, right, of Psalm 82, right? Psalm 82, where it says, I've said ye are Elohim, you are my agents, therefore you have my name, my authority attached. We have this also in John's gospel, right? You know, it says concerning the name. The power of the name. So here in the second book of Moses, the book that is called in Hebrew, the names, we have a lot of revelation of name, the power of the name, what is in a name. Here, let's go to John's gospel for a moment, right? Even just to remind I and myself, what's the translation right here? It says, he came to his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave power. Now, we have to ask when we see power, what kind of power? You know, back in the days where man and man would fire burn each other sometimes, and sometimes be loose fire. Sometimes it'd be purposeful. It'd be cleansing fire. Sometimes I and I used to say, what kind of fire that, right? What kind of power that? And he gave, right, to them, he gave power. This power here is authority. Power is authority. I say this because in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, there's power is used twice in that section, but it's two kinds of different power. One power is like the higher power, the prevailing power, and the other power is like authority, authorization, like in the power of the name. You know what I mean? As many as received him, to them he gave power, authority to become the sons of Elohim, even to them that believed, or amen, ma'amen in the Hebrew, ma'amen to amen. So people say, oh, amen come from ancient Egypt. Well, amen there is a noun. Give me the verb from ancient Egypt, right? The verb, right, no doubt Afro-Semitically, is the same as we have here in the Hebrew, which means to admit and to accept as true, to admit as true. To them that ma'amen, amen. Amen on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Elohim. And then it says in verse 14, John's Gospel 1:14, and the word, remember the word in the Hebrew is Devar. So Hebraically speaking, when Moses is told by Jehovah, right, he said to him, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. Hebraically, reading the Hebrew, I will do this word. So the word and thing is a word, like we say, you know, what's the matter? We say, what's the matter? You know, it could be something that was said or something that was done. Just to get this idea here. But when John says in chapter 32, when the Israelites, the sons of Israel, had so quickly broken their word, broken their word, you know, keep your word. You say, keep your word. Word is life. Word is bond. Well, they had broken that bond. They had broken that covenant. So now they're in this this kind of a twilight zone, as it were. But here the condemnation of Jehovah in the mount, where Jehovah says to Moses, get thee down, for your people who you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly of the way that I commanded them. They have made a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereto and said, here's the key. What did they say? These be thy gods. Now, here we're going to have to touch on the Elohim sense. The Elohim as a word in the Hebrew is what people translate as God or gods. Literally, it is powers. But in the usage of this title, right, this title with Jehovah, it refers to him in the singularity. But here in this second book, there is enough revelation of the Hebrew triunity. The Hebrew triunity, a.k.a. the Hebrew Trinity. And we're going to hopefully show and prove some examples. One area is right here. Their worshiping of the molten calf is intimately linked with what John is saying to Moses. Get thee down, for your people who you brought out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. And in this corruption, right, they have created a molten calf and saying, these be thy gods, O Israel, who have brought you up out of the land of Egypt, in reference to Moses. In reference, because the curiosity, why does John say that? Right? Who brought them out? Well, on the level, it was Moses, but we know it was Moses because John had sent Moses and guided Moses and Aaron to do that such thing. Right? Later on in the prophets, John would say that he sent Moses and Aaron and Miriam, a type of a human trinity to represent him, right, to bring his people out in the prophets. I think it's Micah or Hosea. I think it's Micah or Hosea. I'll bring that up. But just here on the Rhema word, the right now word. And John said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people. He says, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot, ham. In the Hebrew, to get hot or angry, ham, like ham, ham, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now, here's where we have to look at the whole Moses and his Ethiopian wife, the Ethiopian Hebrew connection, even right here. Because what John is saying, I'm gonna vanquish them. I'm gonna vanquish them. Right? I'm gonna vanquish them. Right? And I will make out of you. And he's speaking directly, Hebraically, directly to Moses. So the Ethiopian Hebrew, we could say this vision in a sense that gets manifested, right, in the fullness of times, even in I and I times, is already foreshadows right here. Now, when Moses responds, Moses says, here's what Moses now goes into legal mode. You know, he goes in, Israel, the sons of Israel had copped a big case. This is like a death penalty case. And Moses now goes to legally bat for them, or, you know, according to Han Torah, right? And here, we're in Exodus chapter 32 at verse 11, Moses said, Moses besought, he begged, beseeched Jehovah Elohio, his Elohim, and said, Yahuwah, why doth thy wrath wax ham? Why are you so ham? Why are you going ham against thy people? Against who? Against thy people. Now, he's saying they're your people. You know, like, that's your friend. No, that's your friend. It's like one of these situations, which the I, speaking to Jehovah, has brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Then he says this in verse 12, to show even this legal, you know, learning the law. Some say that Jews or Yehudi are good at law. Well, studying Torah is one of the reasons why. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak? Why should the Mitzrayim speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn, from this, turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Now, some get this all twisted. This is one of Sinetta, House of Conscience, one of their favorite kind of throw this at the Hebrews, some of the other Hebrews and Israelites that don't go through this Torah discipline. Hopefully they'll get the good example and go through it so they can really, you know, rightly divide the word. Here, some assume that Jah is being evil here. You know, he's being evil. No, it is like karma. It's especially karma. You broke your word. You broke your agreement. There's consequences. As the word says, the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, the consequence of something is because something causes. Something must have caused that. So he says, turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil. Right? The word evil in the Hebrew, ra'ah, sometimes can be hurt, evil, something ill. If one is sick, Hebraically speaking, that's like an illness, and that's evil, just to understand this word in its proper context, not in its whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant foreign-mindedness. Then he says, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Now, over is how Moses is advocating. Moses says, don't go with this heat, this anger in condemning your people. You brought them out. Because if you do this, then the Egyptians are going to speak and say, well, it's for mischief. Like, it's for mischief that he, speaking of the Jah, brought them out to slay them in the mountains. In other words, this is going to be bad for your rep. This is bad for your name and your rep right here, right? Notice how he now turns the argument really away from the due punishment that the sons of Israel have brought upon themselves. Because when we scroll in the Torah reading to how we get here, you know what I mean? And we read with comprehension, well, they said of their own free will, all that Jehovah has said, we will do and we will obey and we will be obedient. And so Moses went up to get additional rules and regulation and revelation. And all they had to do was just be patient and wait. It's another sign that so-called black and brown people are the children of Israel in these latter days and time. But here he goes on in verse 13 to say, remember the Hebrew Trinity right here, right? Another form of the Hebrew Trinity. We're looking at the fingerprints of he who be, who he be, who created man in his image and after his likeness. Here Moses appeals now to the patriarchs, the Trinity of patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Thy servants to whom thou swearest by thine own self and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed, your race, as the stars of heaven and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, your race, and they shall inherit it forever. And Jehovah repented of the evil that he thought to do to his people. Now, this area here, when they say, well, God repented, and then they read another area of the translation, I think in Numbers, and it says, well, he will not repent. He's not like a man who repents. And they say, well, doesn't he not change? Well, if he don't change, how does it say he repented here and he repented there? Well, you see, some things is the translator. Some things are lost in translation. Some things you don't blame Jah, the God, the true Elohim of Yisrael, our power for. Blame your power, the translator, since you deep end on them so much and you think that every word they translated is right and accurate. This word right here is interesting because this word is used even elsewhere, even in Genesis chapter 6, when we get another judgment sequence right there. This word, the naham sense, naham, is different than the repent, as we say and elsewhere in the Bible, to repent, to turn, like to repent in that sense. It has a sense of to sigh. You know, like something happened, you're like, oh, okay. It actually has that sense, to be comforted, to comfort oneself, right? And so Jah comforted himself because of what Moses said. That's why later on in this section in the fourth Aliyah, he says, I will do this thing also that you have spoken. That you have spoken. Now remember, later on, after these 40 years in the wilderness, Moses does something. Moses and Aaron does something. They done did something that then prevented them from entering into the promised land. You recall? They got so pissed off with the people that they forgot or neglected what Jehovah what Hashem told them to do, right? And then we look at the big view of this and say, wait, it's almost like somebody need to get punished, and you say, nah, don't punish them. You know, it's on you, man. What are people going to say about you if that happened? They'll say all these things, and, you know, your glory, your rep is at stake in this. You know what I mean? You know how they are. You already know how they are. So somebody say, okay, because you said that. In other words, it's on you. You are arguing. It's on your word. You said, I will do this thing on your word. A next area here, just to share this before we ride up, we got Psalm 37, a very interesting psalm on a hill of Sojourner. And Shenizel Records with their Psalm 37. The Psalm 37 rhythm dub. And a sister Soja did a tune, right? Sojourner, she did a tune, and it really brings out Psalm 37. Psalm 37 is a very significant psalm, even we connect it with repatriation, even in this time, and dwelling in the land, right? Even during the good times and bad times, and not fretting yourself, because it seems like wicked, ratchet folks are not really getting the due judgment that they will get. So here Moses, he seeks a new vision for the new task. So now we're scrolling forward to Exodus chapter 33, seeking to rightly divide this word right here. So he said, right, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Right, that kabod or kub, like kevra nagas, though the kibra, as some say, but the kevra nagas, kub is glory in the Amharic and kabod. So here he says, I beseech, I beg you. Right, I implore you, shew I thy glory. And he said, now the he here is Moshe in verse 18, and the response is Jehovah, right? He says, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will call on and proclaim the Hashem of Yahweh, of Jehovah before thee. Now, this is another area of curiosity that came out, like the previous area we touched on, about your people who you brought. And then Moses said, what about your people who you brought? No, they're your people who you brought. Here, another curiosity in the language that we miss this. I think a lot of us miss this, right? Maybe you've gotten it, but I get this, right? It says right here, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now remember, Moses is speaking to Jehovah. Here we call this another proof text of the Hebrew Trinity or the Hebrew Triunity right here. Right? It's not a new thing. You know, what's a new thing is that they go after other trinities, pseudo-trinities, false gods, or other gods, pseudo-trinity. Right? Here is the true Trinity, the Hebrew Triunity. Note, Moses is saying to Jehovah in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, and here at verse 19, right? In verse 18, he says, I beseech you, shew me your glory. Verse 19, Jehovah says, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Jehovah. Now, as someone said to, just reasoning here, right? Reasoning here. If I said, you said to me, show me your glory. Right. And I said, okay, I'm going to show you all my goodness going to pass before you. And I'm going to proclaim the name. Like I said, I'm going to proclaim the name of Yahweh. But you may say, well, you are Yahweh. Right? How are you going to proclaim the name of Yahweh? You mean to say that you're going to proclaim your own name. But he doesn't say, I'm going to proclaim my own name. But he says, I will proclaim the name of he who be who he be. This is the meaning of the Yahweh Hebraically. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. This also matches the previous going through Psalm. What was that Psalm? Psalm 18. Was it Psalm 18? Yeah, I think that was Psalm 18. Yeah, David's triumphant psalm right there. Yeah, Psalm 18 with this verse, this idea right here. I will proclaim the name of Jehovah before thee and will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Yeah, that has to do with what we call like the Hebrew karma. Stay tuned on the Rastafari Jews channel. Gonna bring that reasoning forward right here, Hebrew karma, reciprocity, balancing the equation. And he said, thou canst not see my face. Check this here. For there shall no man see me and live. But elsewhere, in the same scripture according to the translation. He spoke to him as a man speaks to his friend face to face. You might ask the question of which person of the Trinity did he speak to? But here in verse 21, and Jehovah said, behold, there is a place on my column. There's a spot by me. And thou shalt stand up on a rock. Thou shalt stand upon the rock. So this idea, even in Christianity, right, that we get among ones and ones with some familiarity of the Bible, you know, standing on the rock, you know, on this rock I stand. Here is one of the earliest places in the chronology of the revelation that we find this idea. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Now, interesting note, the same word to pass by in the Hebrew is the same word at the root of Hebrew. So what does Hebrew mean? To cross over, to pass by, right? To cross over, to pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts. Now, this is interesting because Kabbalistically speaking in the Tree of Life, some say this is connected, this word right here is connected with what we know as the Kabbalah, the tree, right? The tree and the various different attributes and their positioning along the Tree of Life, Kabbalistically speaking, right? His back parts, right? But my face, my perception, my face shall not be seen, Chaburim. Yes, I. Revelation of the Hebrew Triunity, the Hebrew Trinity.
Shield to guide me, be my guide and create the salvation for me. Shield to guide me, be my guide and know that you never stop me. I'm on the run, I'm on the run. I had an eye and I had an eye and I.
Nevada right here on the rock, Jehovah, Adonai, Adonai name, and the Jehovah name. Both names get their revelation here in this second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, the book of the name. So calling, about to ride up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 37, the fret not thyself. How does it connect right here, this Torah reading and feeding right here, sabbatical study? Yes,
Many are calling, no? Many of God, but few are choosing.
Calling.
Man say, was my field, I couldn't find place to sleep. But them empty, we have to find food for it. Every day we terrorize by soldiers and police. When they think them a some man, they think them a bait. From them a black convoy and Indian and chief. From the first to the health straight up to 7th Street. One thing in our mind, a big jump for the base. I make it in our life, I inherit all the means. They pay up, self-employed, cannot get laid up. But I work me up, can't even get a day up. Who do want to stop me now, them finals say them way up. Alright,
so me say one by one. One by one, one by one, we stepping out of Babylon, and then one by one, one by one.
You think the last thing I be conquering lion, lion, lion.
Rock on, watch my pillow. Rock on, watch my pillow. I say, rock on, watch my pillow.
This is like a lunch.
Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to clip on your bun. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but I want to sell us the eyebrows. Operation is a thing, could be no harder time. Got to widen your views, got to broaden your mind. What you find, in the can't know where it's gonna find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When come ground, not my bed, I'm up below with a rock. Trying to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yet nothing new to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time they write a book on you. I'll try some other crap they would have put on you. Yet when you're in there, they would look on you. They would understand, I wanna wear the boots on you. But we are
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
And so the word says, fret not thyself. So the fret not thyself psalm that concerns the problem, the systemic anomaly of evil. Right here. Let's ride up today's daily psalm according to the royal order.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him, in him, in him, in him, in him, in him, in him.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
and here. So join us, Psalm 37 on the Psalm 37 rhythm, right here. So join us, understand this psalm.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food that never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, the only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They from beneath my eyes. Cause I really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel?
know what's wrong with Israel. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come and need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in here to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Calling to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Calling. 515-602-9761. Calling. 515-602-9761. Calling. 515-602-9761.
Come on, we. Great night, I'm here. Can't let the evil in Chico win, oh God. Yeah, sure, Yahweh, Baba, tonight. To the Most High, you know.
Father, and everything will be much better.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering to this stammering for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this speak to this speak to this speak to this speak for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Mizmor lamed zain, lidawi, alati tachar ba mi'raim, alatik anaya bi ose avla, ki ka chatir mihera yimalu, uka yareka deshe yiyabolun. בטח ביהוה ועשה טוב שכאן ארץ וראי אמונה. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, alati tachar ba mi'raim. Neither be thou envious, alati k'ane, against them that walk, that work unrighteousness. Be'oseh avla, be'oseh aula. That work unrighteousness, ki ka chatir mihera yimalu, for they shall soon wither like the grass, ki ka chatir mihera yimalu, they shall wither as the grass, uka yareka deshe yibolun, and fade away, as the green herb, uka yareka deshe yibolun. Trust in Jehovah, betach, by Yahuwah. Trust in Jehovah, betach, be confident, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah, betach, by Yahuwah. Wa esay tov, and do good, va esay. Wa is say tov, wa is say tov, and do good. Wa and is say and do tov and do good. Shekhan eret, dwell in the land. Shekhan eret, dwell in the land. Tabernacle, dwell. Shekhan eret, ur'ai, and cherish and shepherd. Ur'ai, emun, and cherish emun, and cherish faithfulness. And feed on Ur'ai Aymunna, Ur'ai Aymunna, and feed on faithfulness, Ur'ai Aymunna, feed on faithfulness. Let your sustenance be trust in his Aymunna, Bemunato, in his faithfulness. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the psalmist and I urges, I and I selves and I and I audience, the hearers, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, not to envy the wicked, not to envy the ratchet. Ala titachar, bam era, the evil doers, but to trust, betach, by Yahuwah, trust in and obey Jehovah, for he who he be, will destroy, will downstroy the uckers, the sinners, the lackers, and preserve the tzaddik, the righteous, the tzaddiki, the jar-like ones and ones. When the smoke of judgment clears, the wicked, the ratchet will be gone, will be fade away, but the jar-like ones and ones will remain and inherit Jah's promised baraka, his promised blessing, the yea and the amens of his baraka, his promise, Jah's promised blessings. The psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zain, Lamed Zayin, the 37th Psalm, Psalm XXXVII, is an acrostic, an acrostic psalm, an acrostic means more to chant. It means that every other verse here in today's daily psalm, it begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, with the omission of the Ayin, the Ayin. The Hebrew letter Ayin is omitted, but each letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, except for the omission, it introduces two verses. So here I'm looking at the first three verses of today's daily psalm, Le David, Ala titachara ba me'era, ba me'ra'im. Slika, ba me'ra'im, ba me'ra'im. Ala titachara ba me'ra'im, ala tikaneya be'ose aula, ki yaka chatira, me'heira yemalu, uka yarek adesheya yibulun. Be'tach ba Yahua, wa eset ov, shekhana ereta ur'ayh emuna. Picking up with verse 3, the first two verses, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness, aula, that work twistedness, unrighteousness, perversity, alati tahara, bami'ra'im, alatik anei, be not envious, altik anei, be'ose, aula, against the ose of la, against the workers of unrighteousness, ki ka hatira mehera yimalu, for they shall soon wither like the grass, ki ka hatira mehera yimalu, uka yareka desheya yibolun, and fade away as the green herb, uka yareka desheya yibolun, bitach ba Yahuwah, trust in Jehovah, bitach, be confident. The evidence, the confidence in the victory of the good over evil, and he who be who he be. Bitach by Yahuwah, wa isay tov, and isay tov, do good. Wa isay tov, wa isay tov, and do good. Wa isay tov, shekhan eret, dwell, shekhan eret, dwell in the land. Ur aih emuna, and cherish emuna. And cherish faithfulness. Now, the verb form is singular, right? You see verses 3 to 10 as well. The verb form is singular, where the second person verbs and pronouns are also singular. The psalmist and Ionized exhortation build and build up has a wisdom, a chokmah, a wisdom flavor to it. It's flavored here with the chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, wisdom, as HaMoshiach Yeshua says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. It is personalized for each member of his audience and of I and I audience. The message here is to be taken personal, right? Personal. So we have this right here when it says over sinners. The KJV brings out this read here in the intro verse. The first verse, we say proper King James verse, a psalm, but a psalm is italicized, so it's really Lid David of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, the workers of awla, avla, evil, evil, evla, evla, awla, iniquity, perverseness, unjustness, unrighteousness, wickedness, speaking about moral evil. From the Hebrew awal mean to distort in a moral sense, to deal unjustly, unrighteously. Alati tahar ba me'ra'im, alati k'ane be'ose avla, ki ka chatzir mehera yimalua uka yareka desheya yibolun. Here we have the second verse, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, wither, be cut down. The namal, they will be cut down as the grass. Ki for ka chatir. What do we have in the chatir? Chatir is the grass, also leeks, right? The grass, the hay, the herb, the leeks, the greenness. It has a sense of a greenness. Ki ka chatir mehera yamalu. To be cut down, to be clipped, to be circumcised, to be cut down like the grass and wither as the yerek, uka yerek, and as the green as the green desha, a sprout, desha, green grass, tender herbs, desha, uka yarek a desha, ye bolun, to wither, from naval, to wilt, to fade away, to fail, to faint. Also the naval, to be foolish, or morally ratchet, to despise, disgrace. Now bringing this out right here in this particular verse, like that green vegetation, they shall fade away. But here bring us to the third verse. The third verse right here, the key word, trust. Bitach from batach. Batach is to like hide for refuge, but not so precipitously, right? You know, there's another word that also to the hasa, right? To the hasa, to flee for protection. That is in a more precipitous sense. This is not as precipitous. This is that trust, that confidence, right? To trust and to be confident, to be always sure, always faithful in a sense of batach. It's to be bold, to be confident, secure, sure, to be sure, to be confidence in. Betach, by Yahuwah. Betach, be confident in Jehovah. Betach, by Yahuwah. Wa is say, tov. Wa is say, and is say, and do. And do what? And do good. To asa, to do, to make good. Right? I and I be well. He who be who he be good. And we make it good. We do good. Be or say. Right? We have the or say in that doing good. Wa is say. So here, wa and is say, connected with confidence in Jehovah, is that doing. The faith without walk is dead. So, bitach by Yahuwah, trust in Jehovah. Wa is say, tov, and do tov. Do tov, do good. To dwell in the land, shekan, eret. Shekan, like the Mishkan, the dwelling place of Jehovah, to Shakan, but the command is to Shekhan, Eretz, dwell, abide, dwell in the land. Do not seek to escape the downpression of the wicked, of the ratchet, and flight from the country, from Jah country, but stand your ground, fortified, betach, by Yahuwah, betach, in the confidence, the trust, the guidance, trust in Jehovah that he who be, we be, Yahweh, will right matters, giving evildoers in their due time, their due, and doing good because of that batach, the batach in Jehovah. Bitach, command, bitach, by Yahweh, trust in Jehovah. What is say and do tov, do good. Shekhan, dwell, eret, dwell the land, dwell in the land, or aih, and feed on, re'ai, the shepherding idea, re'ai, emunna. Here we have, so, italicized in the KJV, it says, shalt thou trust, or shalt thou dwell. Here, it should be more dwell in the land, it's a command, shekhan, eret. Dwell land, dwell in the land, and verily and truly thou shall be fed. KJV brings out, thou shall be fed. The Hebrew also is, and cherish faithfulness. Ur-ei-hemuna, and cherish faithfulness. So the word verily that KJV brings out, and even the word order is u and re'ei, and feed on. Feed on emunah, feed on firmness, feed on security, moral fidelity, faithfulness, stability, right? Coming from the root of the amenah, coming from the root of trust, coming from the root of trust. And this is the word also that expresses in the Hebrew sense, when we talk about faith in the sense of true religion, from the emun, the amen, and we get it straight to the root of the aman, to build up, to support, from that firmness, that trustfulness, that truthfulness, right? That be livingness, right? That trueness, that firmness, that certainness. So sometimes it can be brought out as verily, but when it says, and verily thou shalt be fed, what it's saying here is saying, dwell in the land, in the eretz, in that consciousness, dwelling in the land, or ehemuna, by dwelling in the consciousness, dwelling, shekhan, and the verb there, shekhan, not yashav, to sit, to be seated, but the shekhan, dwelling in the land, in the consciousness. Not giving up that faithfulness because ones and ones see wicked and ratchet ones prospering in their ratchet ways. Clearly it says not to fret because of the evildoers. Right? We should fret because of the righteous doers, because we're not doing the righteousness, and we say we're of the righteous, of the side of King. We need to of our righteousness. Betach by Yahweh. What is saved? Oh, trust in Jehovah and do good. Dwell in the land. Shekana areta ur'ei haimunna. Dwell in the land and cherish faithfulness, or verily thou shalt be fed. To tend integrity. The idea really brings out the sense of tending. Ur'ei haimunna. Tending the emunna, the true and living faith, right? The true religion. Right, that true amen, emunah, tending integrity. The ra'ah sense is to tend, to shepherd. Right, probably also used here in the sense of guarding over, watching, emunah, watching over faithfulness, honesty, integrity. Don't lose your integrity because the ratchet, the wicked seem to prosper in their wickedness, their ratchetness. To tend to integrity, tend to the emunah, faithfulness, honesty, integrity. This is to be understood, innocent, and overstood as a direct object of the verb. Though it could be taken adverbially as a verbal accusative in the sense of secure, like feed securely, right? If the audience and the hearers, Shema'uli, if the audience is to be likened to Jah's flock, right, of Jah's sheep, of Jah's sheep, well, then he is the shepherd, and we need to shepherd, right, watch over, to guard, right, to tend to the integrity of his divine majesty. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against them that walk, that work unrighteousness, for they shall soon wither, fade away, be cut down like the grass and fade away as the green herb. Betach by Yahweh, trust in Jehovah, what is say, told, and do good, do good, do good, is say, told, shekhan eretz, dwell in the land, ur'ei haemunah, and cherish faithfulness, and feed on, cherish, integrity, 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 integrity.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now. Lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see? You see? The English language. Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menaj, you know. But who want the next verse with Amaric? But who want the next verse with Amaric?
Worry not, you say.
Mazmur 36 Bakanif 37 Yedawit Mazmur Bakufoch lay at tikan Amet anim bemyadir gulay at tikan Inde sar fatna uydar kalluna
እንደ ለመለመቀ ጠልም ይረግፋሉና በእግዚአብሔር ታመን መልካምንም ማድረግ በመድረም ተቀመጥ ታምነህም ተሰማራ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበል የልብህንም መሻት ተጣ መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ በርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል እድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣ ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም ማድርገው መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና ከቁጣራት ማአትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖር ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለካከተዋል እርሱንም በእርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫ እግዚአብሔር ይሽቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ ደሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ ልበቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል የንጹሃንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጸናል መንገዱንም ይወዳል ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና ጎለመስ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁም ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማል ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርግ ለዘላለምም ትኖራል እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል ለንጹሃንም ይበቀልላቸዋል የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል ያምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው በርምጃውም አይሰናከልም ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል ሊገድለውም ይወዳል እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወው በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈው እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ትወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁት ብመለስ ግን አጣሁ ፈለግኩት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና በደለኞች በአንድነት ይጠፋሉ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም በርሱ ታምነዋልና
Yadnatualim. Yadnatualim. Here, 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 Abraham Chabuda on the classic George Nooks, Fret Not Thyself. So here, here, today's daily song, I'm going to ride up the world. I'm hard, great. Here, here, here. Yadnatualim. Here, here, here. Let's ride up.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Rastafari, you're natural.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
The Haile Selassie version, we have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Selassie Sabbat, Psalm 37. Yeah, Dawit, Mezmore, Psalm of David, of the well-beloved. Yes, Adkunna, yeah, Kufuwa Yuta, Fanta, Fanta, Fanta. Salanta Tenai Sterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. In the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version, we have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Selassie Sabbat, Psalm 37. Yeah, Dawit, Mezmore, Psalm of David, of the well-beloved. Yes, Adkunna. Yeah, Kufuwa Yuta Fanta. The lot, right, of the righteous and the wicked. The lot of the righteous and the wicked. This psalm is themed in the Sefer Tehillim as the problem of evil. The problem of evil. It also carries the theme and the idea of the security of those who trust in He who He be, the Tzadku. Yes, Adkunna, and the insecurity of the wicked, of the ratchet, yeah, kufu, ita fanta. Superscription, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, yeah, Dawit of David, a Mezmor, a chant, an intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, we ride up. Mezmore Dawit, Selassie Sabbat, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Be Kufuoch Lai Atikna, Ametana Bemia Dergu Lai Atikna. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Be Kufuoch Lai Atikna. Amit anim bemi yadargulai atikna. Inda sarafet noa yidarg aluna. Inda lemelame kit alima yireg faluna. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Inda sarafet noa yidarg aluna. And wither as the green herb. Inda lemelame kit alim yireg faluna. Be egaziavi herra tamen, melkam nimma adrig, be midrimma tek emeta tam nehimma tesemara. Trust in egaziavi herra, the sustainer of the good, the generous av. Be egaziavi herra tamen, and do good, melkam nim adrig. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, thou, the eye, shall be fed. The midrima tekemet. Tamnehim tesemara. Tamnehim tesemara. The egaziavi herdesa yibelih. Ye libihnima meshata yisetahal. Delight thyself, the eye self, also in. Egaziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous av. The egaziavi herdes yibelih. And he shall give thee, I, the desires of thine heart. Yelibihinimma meshata yisetahal. Commit thy way to Egziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Mengedihinna le Egziavihar adrasit. Be'er sumatamen. Arsuma yadarigal hal. Commit thy way to Ekziyari, sustainer to Yahweh. Men gedehinna le Ekziyarihar. Adrasit, trust also in him. Ba'arsuma tamen. And he shall bring it to pass. Arsum yadarigal hal. Sidkehin in the brahana, for the niminda katera yametal, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Sidkehin in the brahan, and thy judgment, for the nim, as the noonday in the katera yametal. Le egziavihir tegeza, tesfama drgo. Men gedimma bek enach letina temetina bemiya darig so atikna. Rest, rest in Ekziyavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, and wait patiently for him. Le Ekziyavihir tegeza tesafam adrigo. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked, ratchet devices to pass. Men gedim bek enach letinat emetin bamiyadariga so atikina kokutarak meatinim tau indata bedilla tikina. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Kakutarak, cease from anger. Me'atinim to, forsake wrath. Me'atinim to, forsake, leave wrath. Me'atinim to, kakutaraka me'atinim to, and data bedil atikina. Fret not, atikina. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, and data bedil atikina. Kufu adragi wocha yitafaluna, egeziavi herina tesfa yemiyadargu again. And arsu midrina yuarsalu, for evil doers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon Ekziyavihir, sustainer, the good, the generous father, the generous Av, they shall inherit the earth. Kufu adragi wojitefaluna, Ekziyavihirin tesva yemiyadargugin, and arsu midrin yuarsalu, genat iki tachat yatenya minorim. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Gena tikit achat yatenya minorim. Tefelgewale botawunim atagenyim. Garocha gin. Midrina yuarsalu. Garoch. Garoch again. Midrin yuarsalu. Bebuzuma salama desilachua. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Garoch again, midrin yuarsalu, bebizum salam desilachual, chati atenya sarkuna yimeleka ketawal, tersunim bersulai yana gechagchal. The wicked plotteth against the just, chati atenya sarkuna yimeleka ketawal, yimeleka ketawal. Plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Tarsunim barsulayan gechagetal. Ekziyavihir yisika betal. Kenu in the miya darissa ayatoalina. Ekziyavihir sustainer shall laugh at him. Ekziyavihir yisika betal. For he seeth that his day is coming. Kenu in the miya darissa ayatoalina. Chat yatenyo cha sefacho wina mezezu. Esatachuinema Gataru, the Hawina Chigrenyawina Yitluzen, Libek Enochinema Yuaguzen. The wicked, the ratchet, have drawn out the sword, Khatiatenyo Sefachuin Mezezu, and have bent their bow, Esatachuinema Gataru, to cast down the poor and needy, the Hawina Chigrenyawina Yitluzen. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Libek enochnim yiwaguzen. Sefacho orilibacho wa yigba. Estachuwima yisber. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Sefacho orilibacho yigba. And their bows shall be broken. Estachuwima yisber. Yisber. Let's adik ayalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapta ye beltal. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Let's adik yalo tikita kabizuka khatiatenyo chahapti beltal. Yeah, hat ana kinda tisabralechina, egziari hergina, sark anina ye degafachual. For the arms of the wicked, the ratchet, shall be broken. Yeah, hat ana kinda tisabralechina, but egziari her sustainer upholdeth the righteous, egziari hergin, sark anina ye degafachual. Yeah, Nitsuhanin Menged Gziari Yaukal Ristachuim Lezalalemno Gziari here the sustainer knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever for ever. Yeah, Nitsuhanin Menged Gziari here Yaukal Ristachuim Lezalemno Bekufua Zemenim Yafru Beraba Zemenim Yitegbalu. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. The kufua zeminim mayafrum. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The rab zeminim yitegbalu. Chitana gina yitefalu. Yeg ziavi hertelatoch. Be kabruna kefkefa balugize. In the tisa yitefalu. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Egziari, her sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. Chata'an gina yitafalu, ye Egziari, her telatoch, be kabruna, kafkafa balu gizein, the tisa yitafalu. Hat yatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim, sadik agin yirara la yisat alim. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Hat yatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim. But the righteous sheweth mercy and giveth. Sadik agin yirara la yisat alim. Arsun yamiya barukuta midrina yuarsaluna yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. For such as the blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Arsun yamiya barukut midrin yuarsaluna. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. Yesoa kahed ka exiavia zena yisena. The steps of a good man are ordered by a gziavi her sustainer. And he delighteth in his way. Le dinagat ayat alim. Egziari herijuna yuzo ye degafawalina. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Be a wedukim le dinagat ayat alim. For Egziari her sustainer upholdeth him with his hand. Egziari herijuna yuzo ye degafawalina. Walemesuhu arejuhum. Sarika siyat al. Zarumehilla siyalemin alayahum. I have been young, Gwalemesu, and now am old, Areju. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, Sadika Sital, nor his seed begging bread, Zarumehilla Sialamin Alayahum. Hul gize rara laya bedirmal, zaruma bebereketa inoral. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hul gize rara laya bedirmal, zarum bebereketa inoral. Kakufuwa shesh melkaminim adrig, lezalalimimma tinoral. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, forevermore. Kokufu wa shash melkamenim adrig lezalalimimma tinorale. Egziabi hera ferduna yi weddalna. Kidusanima yitalachumna lezalalimimma yi tebakachual. Le nisuahanima yi bekalachual. Ye hataan zargina yi tefal. For Gziari her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, loveth judgment. E Gziari her ferduna yi weddalina. And forsaketh not his saints. Kedusanunima yi talacha women. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Lezalalemima yiteb kachual, lenisuhanima yibek lachual, yehatian gin, yehatian zergin, yitefan. But the seed of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be cut off. Sadikana midrina yi warsalu, but erswama lezalalem yi noralu. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever, forever. Sadikana midrin yi warsalu, but erswama lezalalem yi noralu. Ye sadika afat bebina yasatemral, andebetuma ferdina yi nagral. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. Ye sadik af tibebina yastemral. And his tongue talketh of judgment, and debetuma ferdina yinagral. Yam laku hig belubustna, be rima jawima yisenakalim. Aisenakalim. Yam laku hig belubustna, be rima jawima aisenakalim. The law of his source, Yamlaku Hig, is in his heart, Belubuistna. None of his steps shall slide. Be rima jawima ayesenakalim. Hatya tenyas arikuna yi meleketawal. Liya gedla wima yi weddal. The wicked watcheth the righteous. Hatya tenyas arikuna yi meleketawal. And seeketh to slay him. Li gedla wima yi weddal. Egziari hergin. Be itchu ayatawum. Bete faredowim. Bete faredowum gizeya ayashenafowim. Egziari will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Egziari hergin. Be itchu ayatawum. Wait on and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Midrinim tewaris lezen kef kef yadargahal. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Chat yaten yochim asiyatafu tayale. Chat an kef kef belo inda libano zigbam lemal mo ayahut. I have seen the wicked, the righteous, in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree.
Chatan kafkaf below in the Libanos Vigbar Malem Lemo Ayahut Bea Melessa Gin Atahut Afaleguhut Abota Unim Alagenyahum.
Yet he passed away, and lo, look, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found.
Bimelessa Gin Atahut Faleguhut Abota Unim Alagenyahum. Kinatinat Evik. Said Kinemai, Les Salam So, Kreta Lona, Mark, the perfect man, Kinetina Tabik, and behold the upright, Said Kinemai, for the end of that man is peace. Les Salam So, Kreta Lona. Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefal, yechati atenyo kreta itefal.
But the transgressors shall be destroyed, downstroyed together.
Bedelenyo cha beandineti tefal, the end of the wicked shall be cut off, yechati atenyo kreta itefal. Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziari herzeno, bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsuno.
But the salvation of the righteous is of egziari her, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father.
Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziari herzeno, bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsuno.
He is their strength in time, in the hour of trouble.
Egziaviher yeredachual, yadnachualim. Kachat yatenyo chima ija yawet achual, yadnachual. Barsu atam newalina.
Egziaviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall help them and deliver. And deliver them.
He shall deliver them from the wicked, from the ratchet, and save them.
Because they trusted in him.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
مزمور 36 بقنف 37 يا داويت مزمور بكفوچ لا يتقنا عمطانم بميادرغو لا يتقنا اند سار فطنو يدرقالونا اند لملم قتلم يرغفالونا باغزيابير تامن ملكامنم مادرك بمدرم تقمت تامنهم تسمارا በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበል የልብህንም መሻት ይሰጣል። መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራስጥ በርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል። ጽድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣል። ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም አድርገው መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና ከቁጣራት ማአትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖርም ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለካከተዋል እርሱንም በርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጭ እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ دهاون الناج غرنياوني تلو زند لبك نوچن ميوغو زند سيفات شو ود لبات شو يقبا قستات شو ميسابا لطادك ياللو تكيس كبزوك هات ياتنو چاب سي بلتا يهات آن كند تسبرا لچنا اجزيافير جنس آدك آنن يدق فات شوال የንጹሃንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልምም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ጸናል መንገዱንም ይወዳል ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና ጎለመሱ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁም ሁል ጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማል زرم ببركتي نورا ككفوشش ملكامن مادرس لزلالم امتنورال اكزيابير فردني ودالنا كدوسانونم ايطلات شومنا لزلالم امتبكات شوال لنسوهانم امتبكاللات شوال يهات انزر جني تفا عادقان مدرني ورسالو برسوام لزلالم ينورالو የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል ያምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው በርምጃውም አይሰናከል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል ሊገድለውም ይወዳል እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወው በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈው እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና መንገዱንም ጠብቅ ምድርም ተወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ ኃጥአን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁ ብመለስ ግን አጣሁት ፈለኩት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና በደለኞች ባንድነት ይጠፋሉ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም በእርሱ አምነዋልና
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, Xavier Massagon, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, Christ in the Geta of Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain Negeta Yehuda. So hear, a Midrash, psalm. So hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Psalm 37, hear, Lil David, Ala Titahar, Ba Ra'im, Ala Tikane, De Osei Aula, De Osei Aula, De Osei Aula, fret not, hear, of David, Lit Dawi, of David. Now, just a little note here, in the KJV, italicized, you find a psalm. So wherever you find the italicization, Habarim, fellow disciples, Talmudim, fellow disciples and associates, when you find the italicization in the KJV, what does that mean, Habarim? It means those words don't appear there in the original, in the Meseratawi, Kwankwa, in the Ibrahim, as the Imperial Majesty says, from the foundational Meseratawi, Kwankwa, Ka Meseratawi, Kwankwa, Ka Ibrahim, in the Royal Amharic Hebrew. So here, going to the foundational language, according to the teaching of His Majesty, Karamawi Hadassalazi, here going to the Hebrew, today's daily psalm, Midrash, study, Midrash, on Psalm 37, Mizmor, Lamed Zain, of David, Lit Dawid, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Hear. First verse, Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lit David, Ala Titahar Bamiraim, Ala Tikane De Ose Aula. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Al-Titahar, fret not. Al-Titahar. Al-Don't-Titahar, fret yourself. Fret thyself. Al-Titahar. Ba-Mi-Ra'im. The evildoers on the Rara. Ba-Mi-Ra'im. Al-Titahar. Ba-Mi-Ra'im. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Al-tik-ane. Don't be envious. Be-ose-aula. Against the workers of aula. Avla in the modern Hebrew. Be pronounced as be ose avla in the ancient Hebrew, be ose aula, workers of iniquity, be not thou envious against them. that work unrighteousness. The Osei, the doers of Allah, workers of iniquity. Now, these words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even the verse from the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs, the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners. Let not thy heart, make not thy heart envy others. Al yikane libeka b'chataim. Make not thy heart envy sinners, envy others. Al yikane libeka b'chataim. Of whom should you be envious? Only of those who have the fear of Jehovah, of he who be who he be all the day. Ki im v'yiratio kol hayom. But be in fear, in reverence, in respect. V'yiratio. V'yirat. Have respect of Jehovah all the day. Ki im v'yiratio kol hayom. Do not envy the wicked, the rasha, the rishaim. Do not envy the wicked, the ratchet. It is nothing. It is nothing. No thing at all. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth? At most a fourth of a log. And here, Midrash note on log, where it says, how much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log, a log. What is a log? Here, the Midrash note here on log refers us to the 16th note to Psalm 23. So here we look at Psalm 23 in the Midrash, Psalm 23, and the 16th, looking at for the 16th note, we find the 16th note. And what is to be the measure of David's cup? What is to be the measure of Dawid's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rav, it is to be 221 logs. 221 logs. So log right here in the Midrash note, the 16th note here to Psalm 23. One log or log is a liquid measure that's equal to the content of the space occupied by six eggs. So a log is a liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. Ani lechozer, I repeat, do not envy the lamp of the wicked. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log. But the lamp has no afterglow. When the oil is consumed, the lamp goes out at once. As it is said, even in the Mashal, Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 20, the evil man will have no future. The lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ki lo tihye achrita lara'a ner rishaim yida'ach. For there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tihye achrit lara'a. The lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, ner rishaim, shall be put out yida'ach. Ki lo tihye achrita la ra'a ner rishaim yida'ach.
ki lo tehye achrit la ra'a mer rishayim yida'ak. And here just a note in the Hebraic, in the Hebrew, in the Hebraic sense, the wicked in the legal sense, wicked, righteous, the wicked is the guilty, and the righteous be the innocent. As concerning the verse, future, acharit, has a sense of the last or that which comes after, acharit, speaking of the wicked, his end will come suddenly, and his lamp near, the near of the rishaim, of the ratchet ones, yidak, will be put out. Hence, hear, David said, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. Alati ane bi ose avla bi ose aula. Neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Al tikane bi ose aula. And here Midrash note here, so the PE, the print edition, the ET, the edited text, the quotes here, the Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs 23, verse 17a. Ala yikane libeka ba'chatai. Make not thy heart envy sinners. Ala yikane libeka ba'chatai. Rather, be envious of that lamp that will never go out and whose light will never fail. What lamp is that? The one spoken of in the words, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Hear, Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. The lamp, the commandment is a lamp. The commandment is a lamp, and the law, HaTorah, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzwa with Torah, or for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzwa. And the teaching with Torah, and the law, the teaching with Torah, or, and the teaching and Torah is or, is light. Ki ner mitzwa with Torah, or. Again, therefore, Silazi, in saying, be not the rival of sinners in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17a. Be not the rival of sinners, of Akka. Here, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 23, first part of the verse 17. Al yikane libeka ba chatayi, and be not, says, let not thy heart envy sinners. Here we have, be not the rival. Al yikane ba chatayi, of sinners, of akas. Here, Midrash note, in this comment right here, we have the word ane. Ane, Hebraically, may mean either rival, al yikane, ane, rival or envy. Here. And Make not thy heart rival sinners, or make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka bachatai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He meant, be my rival. If it were not for such rivalry, the world could not endure, for no man would take a woman to wife, to Isha, nor build a house, if Abraham had not sought to rival Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. He would not have become possessor of heaven and earth. And here, a Midrash note. In this comment, Bereishi, Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 is read, blessed by God Most High be Abram, possessor of heaven and earth. And here, Bereishi, Genesis chapter 14, the full, verse 19. Vayabarkehu vayomar Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon One Shamayim Wa'aretz. Here in the traditional translation, and he blessed him, Vayabarkehu, and said, Vayomar, blessed be Avram of God Most High, Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, maker of heaven and earth, or Hebraically, possessor of heaven and earth, Kone Shamayim Wa'aretz. Vayibarkehu Vayomar Baruch Abraham Le'el Elyon Kone Shamayim Wa'aretz. That can also be read as blessed by El Elyon, by El Most High, El Elyon, be Avram, possessor of heaven and earth, Kone Shamayim Wa'aretz. Refer to the Genesis Rabbah 43 and 17. When did Abraham seek to rival Ha'el, the true good Ha'el, Ha'Elohim? When he said to Malachi Edek, Melchizedek, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? And here, Midrash notes. In rabbinic literature, the name Malachi Edek, Melchizedek, is taken to be another name for Shem, the son of Noah, of Noah. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 76.3, third note on Psalm 76, and another Midrash note, here. So reads the P.E., the printed edition. On account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? The E.T., the edited text reading, didst thou come forth alive? And Malachi Edek, Melchizedek answered, because of the alms that I and I gave in the ark. Abraham asked, what occasion did you have for giving alms in the ark? Were there four people there? Were not only Noah and his sons there? To whom did you give alms? Malchizedek replied, we, I and I,
gave alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds. We, I and I, did not sleep, because all night we, I and I, were setting food before this one and before that one. Thereupon, Abraham reflected, had they not given alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds, Noah and his sons would not have come forth alive from the ark, from Hateva. It was only because they gave alms that they came forth from it alive. Therefore, all king, if I give alms to the sons of men, how much greater the deed? At once, Abraham planted an eshel in Beersheba. That is, he gave food, drink, and escort to all the sons of men. And here, Midrash notes on the eshel, the Hebrew word eshel, tamarisk tree, referred to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Vayikra eshel be'er sheva, vayikra sham b'shem Yahweh. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba. Vayita eshel be'er sheva. And called there on the name of the Lord, on the name of He who be, the everlasting God, the everlasting true good. Vayikra sham b'shem Yahweh el olam. Midrash note, the eshel, the tamarisk tree, is taken here as an acrostic, a Hebrew or Hebraic acrostic for Akila, food, Shatia, drink, and Luia, escort. Here, the Eshel is taken as a Hebrew acrostic, meaning first letter of each word, the Aleph, the Shin, and the Lamed of Eshel, is taken as a Hebrew acrostic for Akila, food, Shadia, drink, and Luia, escort. Note also that Eshel, it consists of the same consonants as She'el, She'el, Sha'al, She'el, Sha'al, Sha'al, to ask. And so when Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, Ecclesiastes 4:4, again, I consider all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor. It is vanity and striving after wind. V'ayti ani etakol amala v'etakol ki asharona hama isse kihi inata isha meyar aihu gam ze hevel uar uta ruach. Again, I considered v'ayti ani, and I saw, and seeing I, and I saw, again I considered, v'ra'iti ani et kol amal, and again I considered, I saw all labor et kol amal,
and all excelling in walk and work with a call Kishron Hama is that for it is a man's rivalry with his neighbor. Kihi inaate isha me ra'ayhu. Also this is vanity. Gam ze hebel. Also this vanity. Gam ze hebel. And a striving after wind. O re'ot ruach. We raiti. Ani et kol amal. We et kol kishrona hama ise. Ki hi akinati isha me re'ayhu. Gam ze hebel. O re'ot ruach. Here, Kohelet, the preacher, called Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 4. This section, verses 4 to 6, the evil of rivalry, or the evil of envy. Again, I considered, Ve'raiti, ani, literally, and I saw. Once more, he and I meditate upon the worth of human labor. Of human labor. Again, I saw all labor and all excelling in work. All excelling in walk. With Raisi, ani et kol amal. With et kol kishrona hamaise. Excelling. Excelling in work. Kishron. Kisharon, kisharon. The Hebrew word is the same as skill, also found in chapter 2, verse 21. And in this passage, it signifies the sincerity and application that a man devotes to his task to make a success of it. A man's rival with his neighbor. A man's rivalry. He in at each may raihu. For she in at rivalry each man. In at each man's rivalry may raihu with his raihu with his neighbor. Or more literally, from jealousy of one toward the other. From jealousy of one toward the other. Inat ish me ra'ehu. The incentive to walk, the incentive to work, is not the accomplishment of something worth doing, but the desire to outdo one's fellow man. Thereby, life becomes a competition instead of mutual cooperation. It is curious to find how very modern this conception is. It would make a splendid motto, some say, for a socialist address against the evils of competition. But Solomon, Shlomo, saying, again, I considered all labor and all excelling in work when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. When it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. He meant, be not the rival of sinners, of others. Al yikane ba chatai.
Thank you.